This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The NATO summit in Wales wrapped up today with the obligatory post-summit communique. The headline item is a new rapid reaction force to defend Eastern Europe against more Russian incursions, I guess you could say. Also, regular military exercises along Europe's eastern borders. Here, then, is the obligatory question. Is the alliance ready to put its money where its mouth is? From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
Europe's share of NATO's defence spending has shrunk to less than a third since the financial crisis. Under pressure to cut their deficits, European governments have slashed defence budgets to the bone. Will that change now the Russian bear is rampaging around eastern Ukraine? Malcolm Chalmers of the Royal United Services Institute.
It probably means an end to further reductions in defence spending in NATO Europe as a whole, but I think the jury is still out as to whether it will mean significant increases.
NATO has 28 members. Only four of them meet the alliance's defence spending target, at least 2% of GDP. At this week's summit, the Brits called on their European allies to spend more. They got only a vague commitment to do so, says Dan Plesch at the Centre for International Studies and Diplomacy.
I don't think there's any appetite for that in Europe. There is such concern to get the economies moving again.
And he says, given America's massive military might, the truth is that NATO doesn't need to spend much more to meet any threat from Russia.
The reality that the Russians are hugely militarily inferior to the West mean that there's little real objective need for new military capability, rather a little spending on redeployment.
But America's patience with Europe's paltry spending on defence is wearing thin, and Russia is upgrading. Within 2 years, the Russians will spend more on their military than Germany and France combined. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.